A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is the Women's Roundtable on Life Talk. And my name is Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye. I'm here in Washington, D.C., where I'm actually broadcasting from home because of the COVID-19 pandemic currently ravaging the whole world, including Zimbabwe, where the latest figures from the Ministry of Health say that they are at the moment, we have 7,919 cases and 6,441 recoveries. And we also have 229 deaths currently. So this is what we're seeing coming from the ground. But the biggest news that was happening here in the United States, yesterday we saw the deputy presidential debate where we saw the deputy of Mr. Trump for the Republicans, Mike Pence, battling it out with Joe Biden, the Democratic leader for this election, as a deputy, which is Kamala Harris, yesterday in a debate that many were looking forward to, and that covered issues to do with COVID-19. And we also saw them covering issues to do with the economy of America and also issues to do with race. So those were some of the issues that were covered. But our biggest story at the moment, we will continue to look at events unfolding on the ground in Zimbabwe, where we saw yesterday the MDC tea led by Thokozani Kupe, having some women and some men in the National Assembly being sworn in yesterday. And I would just like to welcome my co-host, Standakile Mhlanga.
Okay, thank you, Marvelous. I'm Standakile Mhlanga. Today, as Marvelous is saying, we are looking at various cases ranging from health in COVID-19. We're also looking at political developments, with the global infections now running at over 36 million and deaths over 1 million. And here in the US, we also have the infections over 7 million and deaths 211,917. As we see what looks like a slowdown in Zimbabwe of the COVID-19 cases, but with health aspects still urging people to be vigilant and not take up and not engage in risky behavior as this COVID-19 can resurface and resurge. We're talking of the presidential debate. We're seeing that for the debate scheduled for next week in Miami, President Donald Trump is saying he will not participate if it's virtual, but the U.S. Presidential debate team had suggested that it be done virtual so as to stop the cap of, spreading the COVID-19. We see that President Donald Trump is still being treated for the virus, but he is saying he will not attend if it's virtual, although the Biden team is saying it's ready to attend.
Yes, I'm a star. And just going back to that, as we said, we have, a basket full of topics that we'll be talking about today. We'll also delve into religion and how women are also using religion to cope during this COVID-19 situation in the country and also here in America and worldwide.
Indaba esishiyeneyo sizabe sikhangela ke siqale salitshela ke ngomkhuhlane we-COVID-19 sibona ukuthi lanxa amanani esehla kwele Zimbabwe kodwa emhlabeni jikelele alikapheli leli gcikwane lilokhu lisabalala. Ngakho ke besikhangela ke lo mkhuhlane ukuthi abantu bengasivikela njani. Sizaphinda sikhangele okuningi okwenzakala kwezombusazwe. Siyananzelela nje ukuthi udaba olusegudwini manje kwele Zimbabwe kwezombusazwe yilolu olengxabangxoza yenzakala ku-MDC T laku-MDC Alliance. Lanxa ye-MDC T sithakula MDC Alliance libanjwa elilodwa njengokunquma kwedale le-Supreme Court. Sibonile ke osakhokhela i-MDC T, uNkosazana Thokozani Kupe, efungiswa izolo ukuthi abe lilunga ledale lePhalamende njengoba umthetho andaba wathi ngeyokhokhela ibandla leMDCT. Kodwa ibandla leMDC Alliance liyakusola lokho, lithi lona lavotelwa ngabantu, ngakho akumelanga ukhuphe angene labanye bakhe. Simbonile njalo ukuthi abanye labo bangenile-ke ePhalamende bona abakade abayisiphathamandla zebandla leMDC labo bafonisiwe-ke ukuthi bangene kuleli dale. Njalo lapha-ke eMelika bekule ngxoxompikiswano yabasekeli bakamongameli ongumsekeli kamongameli kathesi uMnumzana Vice Pence, nguye-ke layo obephakathi kwengxoxompikiswano lonkosazana lonkosikazi Kamala Harris izolo. Sibonikele bekhuluma labo ngomkhuhlane we-COVID-19, sabona-ke njalo bekhuluma ngokunye okuchiyeneyo okugoqela ezomnotho, amalungelo abensundu nokunye okuningi-ningi. Yikho-ke abakade bekuhlafuna ngakho izolo. Sizakhangela njalo okunye futhi okwenzakala ekhaya. Sibona ukuthi kubandla le-MDCT, isiphathamandla sebandla le-MDC Alliance, kunkosazana Joanna Mamombelayo ukhululwe ngemali yesibambiso sebheyi, ukhululwe hathi ngemali yesibambiso sebheyili, kodwa lapho ade okwakuthiwe aye khona ayehlolwa ukuthi kaguli kakhulu yini umkhuhlane wengqondo ejele yeChikurupi. Ngakho-ke wenelisele ukuthi aphume-ke sezathonisiswa ayisekhaya, ngoba abaningi babekusola lokho ukubotshwa kwakhe. Ziningi-ke sizabe sizithinta namhlanje, kodwa sizaqala sibone-ke. Simelele njalo abahlonitshwa bethu abathe bazasixhasa kulolu hlelo.
Aiwa, kunawo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa, tinokuchingamidzai pano pachirongwa chedu chemadzimai chewomen's round table. Apo nhasi tiri kutaura nezvakasiyana-siyana, tichange tiri kutarisa zviri kuitika munyika pari zvino panyaya yedenda recovid-19, tichitarisa zvakare zviri kuitika imomuno muamerica, apo nezuro takaona isu panga paine kutatsurana kwanga kuripo pakati pava Mike Pence vanova ivo mutevedzeri vadonald Trump uyezve vanowanikwa ivo vachimirira bato remarepublican. Tichitarisa zvakare namai Kamala Harris vanova ivo mutevedzeri vajoe Biden vari kumirira ivo bato remadhemocrats. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatichange tiri kutarisa nazvo. Tichitarisa zvakare zviri kubva kubuda zviri kutaurwa izvo kuti vadonald Trump mutungamiri weamerica vati ivo kana kwawanikwa kuchiitwa imwe debate inenge iri yevirtual, zvinoreva kuti iri padande mutande, ivo havasi kuzopinda mudebate iyoyo. Ndo zvimwe zvatiri kutarisa pamusoro pezvazvo. Tichitarisa zvakare mapisha-pisha aripo pakati pemapato anopikisa munyika yeMDCT yamuzvare Thokozani Kupe neMDC Alliance. Nezuro takaona muzvare Thokozani Kupe vachiwanikwa ivo vachipinda muparamende vachinzi ivo vatore mhiko yekuti vange vari mumwe mudare weNational Assembly. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatiri kutarisa ipo pano, uyezve tine vanyarikani vedu vakasiyana-siyana. Tichange tiri kutarisa zvakare zviri kuitwawo nemadzimai panyaya yekuti vari kushandisawo nyaya yekuti chitendero kuti chivabatsire panguva ino yeCOVID-19, asi chitendero ichi chakawanda chiri kuitika, chiri kuitika virtually yatataura iyo, yarambwa iyo navaDonald Trump. Vari kuti aiwa, kana debate yavanga vakatarisirwa kuti vaite kuMiami ichifanira kuitwa, havasi kukwanisa kuti iwanikwe ichipindwa virtually. Uyezve tanga tiri kuonawo madhemocrats vachitaura ivo vajoe Biden kuti ivo havanei nekuti debate iitwe virtually, vanogona kupinda mairi. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatange tiri kukurukura pamusoro pezvazvo. Asi regei titange kuti tiunze amai Tim Vios vari pari zvino, timbonzwawo kubva kwavari kuti kwakamira sei kuZimbabwe uko panyaya yezviri kuitika munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika. Tinokuchingamidzai pachirongwa.
Aiwa, tinotenda. Zita rangu ndinonzi Lillian Tim Vios, ndanga ndiri senator weMidlands ndikarikolewa neMDCT. Saka pari zvino ndiri kuita zvimwe zvakasiyana-siyanawo ndichimhanya-mhanya kuti remuri.
Aiwa, ndizvozvo. Panyaya iyoyo imi makatambira sei pamakawanikwa muchinzi marikolewa, tichiona kuti manga makabata chinzvimbo ichi muchinge maiswa ikoko nepati yenyu?
Well, kutanga ndakashamisika kuti ko isusu takapinda election tikaenda kunomination court kuzekuku tiri MDC Alliance, ndazorikolewa sei neMDCT. Uye zvakare tiri MDCT kudaro, MDCT yandirikola, handina kuwanikwa ndichidanwa kana kuhiyeringi kunzi nditaurirwe kuti mhosva yangu chaiyo ndeyei. Ndakangohwatsamba yoverengwa muparlamendi kunzi ndaita sei ndarikolewa. Saka nanhasi hapana pandakambonzi kune disciplinary action chatokwa, ndakangonzi ndarikolewa chete. Saka munongozivawo obvious zvinoshamisa, because my elections ose emunyika anoranwa according to the constitution yenyika yatakanyora muna 2013 tose. Ende iyoyo kubumbiro remutemo inotaura kuti unongokwanisa kubviswa nepati yako inenge yakakuisa muparlamendi, inenge yakakukampenera kuparlamendi, because a lot of resources go into campaigning and maresources akawanda akashandiswa chaizvo kuti ndipinde. Saka inyaya nanhasi iri kutemesa musoro, inyaya nanhasi yatiri kushaya kuti ko chii chiri kumboitika munyika, chii chiri kumboitika muparlamendi.
Pari zvino pane zvamati maudzwa here kuti remangwana rakamira sei panyaya iyoyi?
Sekutaura kwandamboita, handina kana kumbodanwa kuheri. Ndakangonzwa zita rangu rodanwa na madam president wesenate, variko izvozvizvi. But handisati ndambodanwa kuhering, handisati ndambodii. Saka inyaya yava kumatare kuti pamwe tingatsanangurirwawo kuti mhosva yedu chayo iri papi, ende hering yacho yakaitwa here, because as a democracy pane maprocesses anofanirwa kunge achiitwa kuti munhu anzi adzingwa mubato. So maprocesses iwayo haana kumboitwa. Saka ndakangomirawo, takamirira dare kuti richitaurire kuti zvichafamba sei. But ndakazoshamisika zuro zvakare takadaro, takamirira dare kuti ritiudze way forward ana madhamu nevamwe vachiitwa sworn in parliament. So unongoonawo zvongoratidzawo kuti nyaya dzematare munyika medu umu hadzinyanyoshanda zvikuru. Ende bumbiro remutemo redu, our constitution, haichaita kunge yakushanda zvikuru, because right now ZEC ine nomination court yayo yainoshanda nayo, asi vanoratidza kuti vakapindira mafactions eMDC ende vakatora divi refaction imwe chete, saka vakutoshanda nayo iyoyo. To the constitution yenyika zvakadaro hazvifanwe kunge zvichiitika.
Ya, mombobata makadaro timboenda kuna Star, nekuti pane vamwe zvakare munyarikani vedu vauya vari kuda kupinda muchirongwa. So Star, I'm going to hand over to you, and I think there is Lindiwe Maphosa who's also here, so let me know when you need her.
Yebo, ngamfaka katesi. She can come up now. Yes, and while she's coming up, siyabonga ukuba lawe kuhlelo Nkosazana Team Views. Ungasixoxela, ungasichasisela obukukhuluma ukuthi kahle kahle kuyini okusolayo ngokuxotshwa kwakho edalela eParliamente iMDCT, njalo uthi abakubizanga njengoba besisho ukuthi bona babelandela isinqumo somthethwandaba basemthethweni. Lithini ngalokho njengoba umthetho welizwe sukhulumile?
Hayi, ngiyabonga sisi. Ngiyakwazi ukuthi iSupreme Court yaphuma le judgment, kodwa mina ngithi ijudgment iphumile kwakufanele ukuthi ijudgment leyi ihlalelwe phansi le committee ye standing committee eka 2014, bahambe phansi futhi ku national executive bahlale futhi basitshele. So mina ngithi abazange besiphe vele ukuthi ichance yokuthi vele kusihlale, because mina ku-2014 ade ngu-national executive, and as MDCT yangkhona eka-2014 sila ma-processes okudisciplina umuntu. So mina ngithi vele ngezwa ibizo lami selibizwa ku-senate ukuthi wena suxotshiwe ngokuthi ujoyine enye iparty ethiwa yi-MDC Alliance. So ngazi pumela nje ngiziphumele kanjalo ngangicabanga ukuthi engxe ngizabizwa according to our constitution yangikhoneka 2014 MDCT silama processes e discipline nxa umuntu ephambanisile nxa umuntu yenze into you go through those processes so ade ngiwamelela ama processes lawa ayenzwanga and then mina ngi approach e court lami ngikhala lami ukuthi hay mina ngicabanga ukuthi lokhu kwenziwe indlela enhle so ngimelele khona e court and silama days sengkohliwe nje ukuthi ngiyangena nini kodwa ngimangalizo lo sokuthwa khona abanye madam kube sebengenile vele so vele case yami ansayiboni ukuthi iyasebenza yini kumbe kuzayenzwa njani
yebo ke siyabona
Yes. So mina manje khona anzange ngiphuwe noma ukuthi ngi from the time the Supreme Court judgment was done ama processes of the standing committee yakhona 2014 ihlale ngazange yenze ama processes angkhona ukuthi national executive ihlale ngazange eyenze mina in 2014 ade sengu national executive so asikahlali kodwa though nxa uxotshwa umuntu uxotshwa as we are democrats kulama processes ayenziwayo awe discipline angizange ngiwangene ama processes mina ngimelele ukuthi bambize ku disciplinary ngimelele
kuse ngoba sesilonkosazana Lindiwe Maphosa kena ubekini ku MDC Alliance useku MDCT siyakwamukela kuhle
Hayi ngiyabonga la mukuba phakathi kohlelo.
Eh ngicela ukuthi uzitsho ukuthi ungubani, ukuliphi ibandla singathi nje ngesingisi introduction. Kodwa qhubeka.
Hayi ngiyabonga sithandekile. Mina igama nguLindiwe Maphosa, ngililunga ledale lePhalamende leMachabeleland South, ngimele iMDCT. Yebo kambe sangena kwi-election si-MDC Alliance, but lizananzelela ukuthi singena ku-alliance sasilamabandla ethu. So i-Supreme Court judgment yatsho ukuthi sibuyele kubandla lethu le-MDCT siyelungisisa indaba yobukhokheli buka-president. Yikho esezithola khona sesibuyele kubandla le-MDCT ngo-2020.
Yeyuhle ngoba siyabona ukuthi liyazana lo nkosikazi Thimbi yase obvious belisebenza lonke kodwa niyakhona ukuthi hayi akumelanga libe laphana ku MDCT ngoba abantu abavotelwa baku MDC Alliance uyavumelana la yini
ha ukuzwisisa mama kuyahlupa ngiyabona ukuthi khona into eyasihluphayo sonke ukuzwisisa indaba ye Supreme Court judgment wasekhathaza wana I think problem yaba khona ukuthi akuzange kube le explanation kuhle ebantwini njalo into vele yasihlupa from the word go yona ngwayo alliance document ayizange ibe iliana ephiwa abantu ukuthi umuntu lo muntu ayibale ayizwisise so sizithole sesisekhathini sokuthi soku interpretwa i document thina ekade singalazi so yiyo enye into esihluphileyo but according to my understanding as a person ngiyamazi swile umama uLiliane nisebenzelaye kakhulu she has been a mother she has been everything to me but we are finding ourselves in this situation into ekhona ukuthi mina ngokwami ngendlela engikuzwisisa ngayo sisi awula into embi eyakhulunywa yiSupreme Court judgment the Supreme Court judgment yakhuluma nje kuphela into eyodwa ukuthi buyelanini lapho elathiwa khona ngubaba upresident uMorgan Tsvangirai liyelungisisa indaba yesucession ukuthi ozathatha ngemva kwemfa kababa uTsvangirai ngubani yikho kuphela okwakhulunywa yiSupreme Court judgment so into yayimele yenzakale ngeyokuthi umuntu wonke owayekhona lesikhathi ngesikhathi soneso including yena ngokwakhe ubaba uNelson Chamisa wakumele ukuthi sivume ukuthi yikho sokukhona ngenxa yokuthi idale lisinike kukhona lokhu. Sibuyele ku-2014 kumbe sibuyele ku-2018 lapho kwabhubha khona ubaba uTsvangirai, siyeqalisa kutsha sikhethe ini inkokheli ye-MDCT, ngoba uzathola ukuthi even kathesi umama ukhuphe ubizwa ngokuthi ngu-acting president, ngoba asikabi lo president onguye okumele ethathe. So nxa u-acting president lo, u-president esizamkhetha ku-extraordinary congress okuyiyo kwakumele ibe khona after the death of ubaba uTsvangirai, nguye-ke osezahamba sesiyahlangana lamanye ama-principals e-alliance sebesiyabonisana ukuthi basebenza njani besiya phambili. Sisi singakwala lokhu sithini, but umama uLilian Ntimbiasi ngomunye walabo ababesayina ama-application forms ama-candidates angena kukhetho luka-2018, especially eMathebeleland South. She was the signatory of all the councillors, and she knows ukuthi wasayinela ama-councillors e-MDCT eyayingena ku-alliance. So we can be in denial, singakhuluma into ezingqinengi, kodwa iqiniso ngelokuthi sonke esangena ku-alliance thina njengasangena bonke ababebuswa wababe lo president ongubaba uMorgan Tsvangirai bangena ku-alliance beyi-MDCT.
Yebo ke, thank you very much. If you can briefly summarize that in English before we give Ms. Timbios a chance to respond. You can go ahead.
Okay, thank you. What I was simply saying is that when we went to the election in 2018, we went as MDC Alliance, but we a pact, or should I say, a grouping of 7 political parties, of which MDCT was one of the party that went into the alliance. So I was explaining how I found myself today as an MP of the MDCT. And I acknowledge that, of course, some of the people could be having difficulties in understanding, because there was no proper explanation to the people, to the structures per se. And there was no chance for all the structures to get hold of the MDC Alliance document. So the document was very clear that we are, as 7 parties, we are going into election. Then after election, each and every party assumes its rightful name, its rightful symbol, and everything else. The document also even say that in parliament, each party will have its own chief whip. Unfortunately, these other partners does not have the numbers to get a chief whip. That's why they don't have chief whip in parliament. So I'm simply saying the judgment was very clear, the Supreme Court judgment. It said, MDCT, you have got a problem of succession. You did not do your things properly when Morgan Tsvangirai died. Go back and redo, or go back and correct the wrongs that you did in 2018. That was a simple explanation I can give on the Supreme Court judgment. So what we're supposed to do is all of us, including Nelson Chamisa, we're supposed to go back to 2018, go to extraordinary Congress, elect a substantive president, and then the substantive president go back to other alliance partners and see what they had to do to forge forward. So that's where we are today, and we are actually still preparing to go there. That's why even Madam Kupe is referred to as acting president, because we are still adhering with the Supreme Court. The substantive president will come after the extraordinary Congress. That's why everyone is now on board. Our friends who are in denial now saying, okay, let's go back to 2014. Let's go to extraordinary Congress. That's the only thing that can solve our issues. Thank you.
I see that.
Okay, I was Madam Tsvangirai was actually a signatory of the councillors in Matabeleland, and she came to Gwanda and she signed application forms for election for councillors that were going in under the MDCT. So she's very much on the know that we were MDCT when we went into election, and we used the broad name Alliance for the purposes of elections. Mm-hmm. That's where we are today.
Pakatipewo kuti zvakamira sei panyaya yezviri kuitika. Panyaya yezviri kuitika mubato renyu reMDC nekuti tinoona kuti takaona nezuro pachiwani kwa vamwe vachitora mhiko yekuti manga muri kuwanikwa imi muchinzi pane vamwe vawanikwa vachipinda vatsva zvakamira sei.
Nyaya iripo madhamu ndeyekuti pakaitika Supreme Court judgment. Yakati Supreme Court judgment yaitaura pamusoro pebato rinonzi MDCT. Bato rinonzi MDCT ndiro rakanga rine makwiki kuti ndiro ranga rine problem yenyaya yekuti president webato ndiani. Mm-hmm. Saka koti yakati yehongu makanga maenda kunana 2018 mukaita maelections mukaita zvese kusvika nhasi muri ma members of parliament muchinzi MDC Alliance asi makanga magara mune dambudziko ramakaita muna 2018 in terms of kutora power kakaitwa ne wanga ava president yavanova ivo vane Hussein Chamisa saka dare redzimhosva rakataura iro kuti dzokerai munogadzirisa nyaya dzenyu paExtraordinary Congress. So ipapo ndopakaita makwikwi vamwe vachiti ngatidzokeri kumashure vamwe vachiti tatoamberi vamwe vachiti umwe akanga ane bato rake vamwe vachidii pamakwikwi nemakakatanwa nekunzwana masimba ndopakapedzisira kuchiendisa mwadzitsamba dzichiinda kudare reparliament ndakanzwa kuti vahwende vakatanga kuendisawo tsamba vachida kuti vadzinge vana vamonzora nana komichi nana vamudzuri but nyaya inoitika ndeyekuti alliance document redu ndorinotaura iro kuti unenge ane masimba okuita zvinhu zvakadaro ndiani saka alliance document inaitaura iro kuti muchabatana muri mapato 7 muchienda kusarudzo kana mapedza sarudzo umwe noumwe anodzokera achinotora zita repati yake uyezve achitora zvose zvakaenzwa nepati yake pasisina chinhu chinenge chinzi MDC Alliance saka pakunetsana nemakakatamwa ndopatakaona vanhu vakawanda vaakudzingwa muparamende vamwe vachidzingwawo kusenate saka pakazoita manames acho emareplacements pakaita takanzwa kuti pakaita maobjections pakaita zvese zvakaitika but nezuro ndakanzwawo semunhu asiko kuHarare vhiki ino kuti vamwe vakamareplacements acho akatora mhiko saka ndingati muchidimbu ndo zviripo ndo zvaitika kusvika tisvike pari nhasi.
Saka muri kushanda sei nevamwe vakadaisa amai Lillian Timvius vakamiswawo basa tinoona kuti makambenge muri kubato rimwe chete reMDC Alliance.
Chokwadi chiripo ndechokuti hapasisina kunzwanana vanhu havasisiri kufarirana nezvinhu zvakaitika vamwe vanenge vachifunga kuti vakaita sesu maybe vakaona kuti judgment iyi inoreva kuti kudini uyezve maimplications aanogona kuitika nejudgment iyoyo kana vatikaramba tichiita nharo tobva tati no isusu we now accept the judgment we are now waiting to go to the extraordinary congress tonosarudza mutungamiriri achaendesa bato kumberi kana mutungamiriri iyoyo abvumirana nenational council inova iyo inoita madecisions kuti ngatirambei tiine alliance tokontinua takadaro saka rudo hapasisina of course pane vamwe vatakashanda stereki nawo tiri kumatrenches especially mayouths were still on talking terms but vakaita sesu takabviswa mumagroups tenge tichinzi vatengesi tenge tichidaidzwa all sorts of names you can go to my Twitter and see kuti how you are being lambasted and so forth saka there is a lot of bad blood between the comrades that decided to adhere to the Supreme Court judgment and those that did not. Zvokuti chero kanzi zvatiri kunze izvozvo kuti kwanzi kuchabatana kuchaita sei mashandiro acho achatanga kutora nguva kuti agadzirike because hapasisina rudo zvachose asi chinondishamisa ndechekuti munhu wese whether vakasara nevakaenda vava kubvumirana kuti aiwa 2014 ndiyo mastructures ndiyo achakwanisa kuti aende kuExtraordinary Congress saka ngatibvumiranei kuti tiende ikoko tonoshanda tiri pamwe chete Saka handizivi kuti mashandiro acho achaitwa sei, because in 2014, for instance, I was the chairperson of the youth of Matabelele in South Province. But unenge uchitonzwa kuti vanhu vari kudana misangano ye-2014 and I'm not being called. And neniwo pandichadanawo yangu nenge ndisingavadaniwo. Saka I don't know how we are going to work going forward, because at the end of the day, panofanira kuritwa consensus in all innocence, pachokwadi, pasina kuvandirana, togadzira party yedu. Kana tagadzira pati yedu toona kuti tofamba tichiita sei tichienda mberi. Hapana munhu akashata pakati pedu, hapana mutengesi. Kunotukwa uchinzi munzora mutengesi, mai kupe mutengesi, hapana mutengesi. Takakanganisa zvinhu mumba medu, tikatadza kutaurana. Saizvozvi izvi tiri kungotadza kuti tibatane, titaurirane, a very simple thing. And we expect kuti pane zvimwe zvinhu zvichabuda. Saka as long as isu tisingagoni kutaurirana sebato, and we expect kuti ko vanhu ve public, of course inogona kungofamba ichimboti haningiuri right, ningiuri right, but the biggest loser is the party and the biggest loser is the people of Zimbabwe. And pakangomuka kana kuti umwe munhu munyuwana anenge asina makakato anawo satiri kuona muMDC anogona kuenda nechimuti so tichingozviudza kuti tichapinda. Saka ndo zvandingataura.
Ameno senator, mai timvius motipawo pfungwa dzenyu pane zvataurwa namai Maposa.
Aiwa, tinotenda. Honorable, how are you? Long time. Happy to see you today. I was listening to her, and surely we really worked together very well. My only objection that I might have is that after the Supreme Court judgment, there was meant to be the standing committee. The 2014 standing committee was meant to sit. It never, to my knowledge, it never did. They were meant to then guide us and tell us exactly what the document says. So I'm still hoping that the standing committee is going to sit, the 2014 standing committee. Not only that, like you heard Honorable Maposa saying, she was the youth chair then. I was in the national executive, and we haven't been called.
Maybe won't it be surprising.
We haven't been called. The National Council, the highest decision-making body in between Congresses, also hasn't been called. So my complaint and my, you know, my disgruntlement is why, who then recalled me? Why was I not given an opportunity? Because we are Democrats. Why do we use assumption to say, ah, no, Lillian has gone or Lillian does not accept? I was not given that opportunity. And I know Honorable knows that MDCT has a way of disciplining a cadre, a way of disciplining a member of the party. So until today, I'm still waiting to be called for that hearing, for that discipline. If I did anything wrong, I am still waiting to be called, to be told that you did this A, B, C, D, and you do not agree with the Supreme Court judgment. Who said I do not agree with it? Because I was never given an opportunity to agree or to disagree with it. But the next thing that I heard, my name was being called and I was being recalled from Parliament. So I think as members of the party that are MDCT, we should sit as the 2014 structure should sit down. And yes, I agree with Honorable Maposa. Surely we have to find each other. Surely we have to correct whatever it is. But I do not agree. ZEC has its own nomination court. ZEC does not get involved in factional fights. ZEC does not ask for a political agreement or whatever, like what Honorable said, to say we were seven parties. Yes, we were, but we formed a party when we went to ZEC, which was MDC Alliance. And they agreed the symbol who had Advocate Nelson Chamisa as our president, as it is right now. That was the symbol that was used. ZEC does not ask for a constitution. ZEC asked for a symbol, it asked for the president, and it's got certain things that they ask, because ZEC uses its own nomination court and it uses the electoral law of the land. So I cannot understand how Zach became the judge, you know? Okay. And then, like what Honorable is saying, yes, the Supreme Court judgment said you must go and fix, I think it's only one position, the president's. Okay, and then we said you must go for an extraordinary Congress. So why are we recalling members of parliament?
Yes,
this is and then without due process, as Democrats, surely if there's a mistake or you are wrong here and there, there has to be a disciplinary hearing. I think this is where we find a lot of problems, a lot of misunderstandings, and you see that people do not get on. So I'm also going to agree with Honorable to say, yes, let's go back to 2014. Let's have our standing committee to sit. Let's have our national executive sit. And let's have our national council to sit, the highest decision-making body. Let's give each other an opportunity. Who is deciding to recall who? If I am saying right now, to my knowledge, I don't know if the standing committee said I was never called. There is no one in the history of the party since the party was formed. It's now 21 years. There is no member of parliament who was just fired without no hearing. There is no member of the party that we say is MDCT that was fired without a hearing down to grassroots level.
Right. Thank you, Senator. If I can pose a short question there, which you can answer in a few seconds. But how will this be possible when we've heard MDCT saying that they don't want MDC alliance in Congress unless they reapply because some are not adhering to party policies? And how can that happen when MDC alliance is also saying, some are saying they do not recognize the MDCT leader? So are we seeing two different schools of thoughts within the both parties?
Madam, it's all confusing at this moment in time. It's all confusing at this moment in time. Why do I say so? I heard just a few weeks or two ago, Honorable Senator Komichi saying they are also MDC alliance. So if they are MDC alliance, why was I recalled? That's what I heard them saying. And then also, Honorable Senator Monzora confirmed and said, yes, we are MDC alliance. So why was I recalled and what party did I join?
Yes, and we did speak to MDCT spokesperson, Mr. Kalipani Pukeni. He also said MDC alliance are not allowed in the Congress unless they reapply. But again, yes, we'll come back to that. Moving on, Honorable Maphosa, were you there during the swearing in of MDCT officials in Parliament yesterday? What exactly happened?
I'm sorry, I was not there. I'm on public hearings of the Manpower Development Bill under higher and tertiary education.
As I speak, I mean, Thokozani Khupe spoke about development, that they are there in parliament to lead development. And we see that some of the seats they've occupied are from proportional representatives. What do you say, the women who have come in now are on a mission and they will make contributions which they believe are better than their counterparts. From what we heard MDCT leader, Dr. Thokozani Khupe say.
No, it's not about, it's not competition. It's not about competition. Okay. We believe that every woman is able, and we believe that women can actually do it. So the recalling and replacement is not a matter of competition. But it was politics, it was a way maybe of correcting the wrongs or whatever. Umuntu nxa engalalelwa ukhitshwa kungena omunye. But I see ukuthi ukukhitshwe kungeniswa abanye ukuthi kuyenze competition to okhitshiweyo ube ngasebenzi osengenile usebenza ukudlula okhitshiweyo. I don't think that was the school of thought. So I believe that as women, they know the issues that affect the women. They know which kona kona into as color and abantu bezimbabwe is ZP. I believe I won't spoke on their behalf because they didn't mandate me to do so. But just as a woman, I'm confident that they're going to do their to carry out their duties like any other person who have been given responsibility to represent people.
Are you happy with the gender balance also? Because we also saw a female senator. So it wasn't just like the women who just go to proportional representation. We saw some going to Senate seat. Are you happy with the gender balance in MDCT so far as women?
So far, we have heard a lot of complaints as women, and we believe that it can be corrected, because if we are serious about the gender balance, it should start in all wings, or should I say all structures, starting with the standing committee. We should see a gender balance there. The executive, where the appointments, we should see a gender balance. The local authorities, everywhere, we want to see a 50-50 concept. We cannot be asking for that in this point in time. It's something that is in the constitution. It's something that must that we must be practicing as a party. And I think we've got a lot of corrections to do. We are happy that the person at the helm at the moment is a woman. And I think as I speak, Madam Thokozani Kuphe will actually listen to the women's plea to say, please, 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 in whatever decision-making board, in whatever appointments, can we please make sure that it is a 50-50 appointment where women also have the same portion or the same... the same, the 50-50 concept is adhered to.
Yes, we have seen Dr. Kuphe has really spoken a lot about women empowerment from many sectors. Umakufaka njalo ngesindebele konke sokukhulumile ukuthi laba bengizwayo isingisi bezwe ukuthi amathuba alinganiswa kuhle yini awesilisa nabesifazana ku-MDCT. Simbonile unkosazana Kuphe izolesithi balande ukuzosebenza ukwenzela ukuthuthukisa impilo yabanye. Sibone ukuthi bangenile amasenator, bangenile abakumele bengene lapho kungena khona abesifazane. Ungathini ngakho?
Engingakutsho ukuthi khona kulabo abangenileyo ephalamende, ngilesiqiniseko sokuthi bangenele ukuyamelela amalungelo aboma, bamengene ukuyamela amalungelo abantu. Ngoba nxa umuntu suyetheswe umthwalo wokuthi umele abantu, usebenzela abantu, awusakhangeli mhlo, awusakhangeli ukuthi umele abani. So kumele ukuthi yonke into oyenzayo uyenze umele abantu. So njengoba ngitshilo ukuthi angisisikhulumeli salaba abangenileyo, kodwa njengomunye umama owaziyo ukuthi nxa umama sebengenile. Njalo yekela ngitsho futhi ukuthi ubizwa kwalaba ababizwayo kungeniswa abanye ayisiyo ndaba ye-computation ukuthi kuthiwa laba kade bekhona bebengayenzi, so sesingenisa abayenzayo. Yindaba yokuzama ukuthi kulokhu kulungisiswa umhlangano kusiwa phambili. So ayisiyo ndaba ye-computation, yinto okumele ukuthi khona ibanjisiswe. Njalo ngilesiqiniseko sokuthi njengoba sikhuluma ngamalungelo ebandleni lonangokwalo, kuningi okusamele kwenziwe. Ukulinganiswa kwamathuba kumele kuqalele phezulu kusiya phansi. Nxa sisho phezulu ebandleni, ku-standing committee yona ngokwayo, kumele sibone kubhalansile esingayithi 50-50, ukuthi nxa kuyukuthi khona abesilisa bangu-6, omama labo kumele bebe ngu-6. Kungaba ngcono omama bebe ngu-7, obaba bebe ngu-6. Hayi ukuthi omama behlale bebe yibo ababe bebalutshwane. So yinto kakhulu engingayikhuthaza, especially umama uPresident uThokozani Kuphe, ukuthi khona lapho konke okumele khona kube lama-appointments, siyacela sibili njengabomama ukuthi kakulinganiswe amathuba. Nxa kuthiwe yindaba okumele ukuthi khona kube lokhetho, mbona ngani njenge-parliamentary caucus futhi yinto esihlale phansi sakhangela sisonke singamabandla atshiyeneyo, ukuthi kumele silwise ukuthi into leyo ku-constitution esingayiceliyo but ebhaliweyo kuconstitution ukuthi yonke indawo kumbe kuma-boards kumbe kuma-commissions kumbe kungaphi emsebenzini kumele kumake sure ukuthi khona amathuba abesilisa labasifazana ayalinganiswa. So yinto esizayiqhubeka silokhu siyilwisa siyicela lathi siyidimanda ebandleni lethu le-MDCT ukuthi ukuze siphume phandle sisiyakhuluma ukuthi bakithi sicela ukuthi amathuba alingane kumele lathi sibe siqale sakuyenza ngkhaya ngoba bayatsho ukuthi khona i-charity iqala ekhaya. So singaqala ukulungisisa ekhaya sithi ku-standing committee sokubhalansile, executive sokubhalansile, national council nxa kuhlanganwa kubhalansile, hayi sabe sesingaqala sikhuluma ukuthi njengebandla sesikwelinye izinga.
Yes, and you did say you were a youth leader, but do you think the young women are also, we saw the swearing in, would you say the youths, the young women are also being represented in those sectors?
Yes, though I wouldn't say that the feature, because when we went to the election in 2018, we had passed a policy that Ubaba Tsvangirai had left to say, in every, whether it's local government, whether it's PR for the women, whether it's constituencies, there must be 20% representation of the youth. So by so doing, I as a youth chairperson got into parliament under that scope to say in Matabeleland South, we had 20% of the proportional representation seats, meaning that out of the six, we had two, and I was number two in the list. So I managed to get into parliament. So the replacements yesterday, I think we had only one youth of that time, who is Yvonne Msarurwa. She was the deputy organizing secretary of the 2014 structures. So I think she's the only one that I managed to see. But in future, I hope that you are going to see more young women coming in, because if we are to be truthful, we also have to involve the youth. They must be included in the decision-making boards.
Thank you. Over to you, Marvelous.
Yes, I think at the moment we are now going to go to our pastor who has been waiting patiently to weigh in on what's going on. Pastor, zvitaurai sarenyu mobva matuzo kuti imi muri kuita sei panguva ino yeCOVID-19.
Inotinoitwa Pastor Rebecca Makaye, ndiri kuno kuMinnesota, United States of America. Matiri kungotendawo mwari nekuchengetwa nekuchema nehama dzedu dzadai dzakawanda kurasikirwa nevadikani ichokwadi kuti COVID iriko, asi tiri kungomira tine kutenda kuti mwari unotichengeta uye kuti tishange tichiramba tichingokumbira nyasha zuva rimwe nerimwe.
Panguva ino yeCOVID-19, imi sevanhu vanotungamira makereke muri kuzvigona sei? Muri kuwana madzimai vachipinda here mune zvimwe zvamunenge muri kuita? Muri kushanda sei?
Ndingangoti isu tinorarama nekutenda, uye tiri vanhu vanokumbira nguva dzimwe nedzimwe kuna Mwari kuti aiwaka soko rake rakatiudza kuti vanotichengeta. Saka tiri kushandisa zvose tinosangana, makereke tiri kuenda tichisangana, mavirtual tikushandisawo mavirtual zvakare. Tinokurudzirawo vanhu zvatingokurudzirwa nehurumende kuti vanhu ngavave vakashambidzika, tichikurudzira nekusanitiza nekuita zvose zvinoda kuitwa. But pamwe chete ipapo tichipa tariro kuvanhu kuti vazive kuti muridzi wupenyu ndiMwari. Tichipa vanhu tariro yekuti vazive kuti Mwari haanambotipa mweya wokutya. Mwari akatipa mweya wesimba, akati munhu ndiye anotonga panyika. Saka tinori exercise sei munguva yeCOVID inoiyi? Isu semakereke ndozvatiri kudzidzisa madzimai, ndozvatiri kudzidzisa vanhu munyika yese, nekuda kwekuti mukatarisa nyika yabatwa nekutya, nyika yabatwa nekuvhunduka. Hapana certainty, hapachisina tariro, asi isu tiri kuramba tichakamira tichisimudza tariro muvanhu kuti vazive kuti aiwa pachine tariro, uye kuti Mwari achine rudo nevanhu vakasika, haana kutisiya kwete.
Pane zvirongwa zvamuri kuita here kumusha kungave kuri kuZimbabwe zvekudzidzisa nyaya madzimai panyaya iyoyi yeCOVID-19 parizvino?
Ndingangoti chatinoita tinoita watinoti mavirtual tinokwanisa kutaura kuti vanhu vanobatsirika sei sezvo ndakapera taive nevirtual yatakaita yatinokokawo vanhu vari kumusha kuZimbabwe kuti titaure navo kuti vangaite cope sei munguva ino yecovid nezvinhu zvatinoti mastress zvinhu zvinokanganisa ukama zvinokanganisa utano zvinhu zvinokanganisa ushamwari nezvimwe zvose nemabasa nekuda kwekuti kana munhu ane stress nekuda kwemamiriro akaita zvinhu haagoni kufunctiona mune zvinhu zvakawanda saka ndo imwe nyaya tatiri kutaura uye tatiri kutakadedza vana chiremba mazvikokota maprofessionals ari muno muamerica kuti ataure pamusoro pekuti munguva ino yecovid madzimai tingararame sei saka taive nechirongwa chatati nacho svondo rakapera uye tichitaura pamusoro pemental health zviri kuitika panguva ino yamalockdown vanhu vari mudzimba vakavharirana uye kuti tingakwanise kuzvichengetedza sei semadzimai tikadaidzazve vane nyanzvi dzaitaura pamusoro pedomestic violence iri kuwanikwa ichiitika munguva dzino dzecovid nekuda kwokuti vanhu vari pamwe chete vanhu vari kushandira mudzimba uye kuti tingaita sei kuti nyaya dzakadaro dzikwanise kugadzirika kuti vanhu varegedze kuparara panguva yakadai so.
So maybe if you can just take us through what are some of the challenges that you see women facing during this COVID-19 and as pastors, what are you doing to perhaps alleviate some of those challenges?
I could say the challenges that we're talking about, we are facing, like I said, domestic violence. I think it has really increased because, you know, I would say a lot of people, they spent maybe, should I say, 80% of their time at work, away from home, away from the children. And, you know, they come home, they just spend very few hours with the family. They have dinner and they go to bed. And tomorrow morning, off they go. Only maybe 2 days a week that they spend the full day with the family. And now you can imagine that the father has to stay home 100% of his time. Children have to stay home 100% of their time doing school virtually. The mother also, if she was working, now she's got to turn and become a full-time housewife. Maybe she's got a job also. So these are stressors that women are going through right now. How to handle your husband who is not used to be home 100% of the time, and also how to handle kids 100%. You know, it's such a huge challenge. And for men, we also understand domestic violence has increased because they used to, you know, avoid. And most marriages, yes, others, we are grateful, they are coming together, but others are really falling apart, which is quite a sad situation. So as pastors, as the body of Christ, we are trying to say people need time. Just those 2 hours we meet at church, it means a lot. You know, someone will tell you, I was on the verge of committing suicide. And the word of God it gives hope to people. It gives life to people. It makes people realize you're not the only one who is going through that. And also going to church helps people to understand they are not in isolation. But there are people out there. And when you go out there, you take a breather. You take time out. The kids are in the playing center and the parents are in the church service and the men is sitting there and they're sitting there. At least your mind is actually being renewed. So we are saying that's what the church is doing to give hope and love and support to families, to women, and to all people who are paying attention to the word of God at this point in time.
So for those that would like to follow what you're doing as a church and to follow some of your virtual meetings, where can they find you? Your last word.
We are on Facebook, Praise Covenant International Church. They can find us on Facebook. They can find us on Twitter. They can find us on Instagram. They can also find us on YouTube, Praise Covenant International Church. We meet every Sunday from 11:30 to 1:30 p.m. And we meet physically at 285 Dale Street, University Avenue. That's in Minnesota. But you can also join us live every Sunday on Facebook. You can join us. You can also follow our services and teachings on YouTube. These are the times that we meet. We also meet virtually for women empowerment on Saturdays, 7th of November. We will be meeting at 3 p.m. virtual. If you log on to our Facebook page, you'll find all our details of Zoom. We'll be meeting on Zoom. The details will be there and the links will be there. Just log in, reach out to us, speak to us. We'll be able to respond. You can call us, you can email us, you can text us on 651-440-8737. 651-440-8737. We will respond within 24 hours.
Thank you very much there. And thank you for your patience. We hope that you will be able to log into some of your programs and see how you're also empowering women. We now start. I think you can come back and then we just round up because our time is really very limited right now. Welcome back, Star.
Okay, siyabonga mavela silapho ke besizwa ke omama wecaweni sixoxela ke ngenhlelo abaziqhubayo ezokuthuthukisa umphakathi ekhonapha ke Melika besingathanda nje ukuthi sicele abahlonishwa bethu ukuthi bekhulume elokugcina.
No, we can still do. We still have a few. They can do a 1 minute.
Give us, looking at the bigger picture, Honorable Lindiwe Maphosa, what is the future of the opposition parties? Do you think what's happening within the MDC will have a bigger dent on the 2023 elections? Especially if the opposition wants to come into power?
I think we have a very, very big problem at present as the opposition, because I think what we have to be doing right now is trying by all means to find each other. This thing of a big brother mentality to say, I'm the one who can only do it, will never, ever, ever give us results. If we are sincere to ourselves, if we want to push the country forward, especially in the MDC, we have to, one, adhere to our constitution, two, we have to be tolerant, we have to do away with violence. We have got a very, very, very huge problem of violence, especially verbal violence, emotional violence, especially to women. If you decide to do anything that you feel is right, you are demonized, you are insulted. We are far away of being a party that can lead. So especially our friends in the MDC Alliance, as they call it, as a party. So if you are very, very serious about if ever dreaming to rule this country, we have to be tolerant to each other. We have to find each other and negotiate on how we have to go forward. Ngizama ukutsho yona nxa sivele sizinikele ukuthi khona njenge-opposition sifuna ukubusa ilizwe leli, kusamele sibuyele ku-drawing, sizikhangelisise, sizihlole, sicabange ukuthi vele thina into esiyifunayo kuyini. Kusamele sibe lokufisa ukuthi ngabe siyaba yintonye siye phambili njengokuthi vele sasiqale njani. I-MDC ingabe seyabusa ilizwe leli kudala, but uhlupho esilalo yikuthi kasifuni ukuthi khona sebe tolerant to each other. Omunye ngaba lo mbono otshiyene lo munye seyisitha. Singakhipha khonoko sikhulumisane sibe lothando siye phambili, ngibona ngani singalithatha lona leli lizwe.
Mothipa mazwenye kuphedzisira.
Manje ningataura ekupedzisira ndeyokuti se opposition we have to find each other before it's too late. Hapana anonzi ndiye mukuru unogona kuita vanhu usina strategy, unogona kuita vanhu usina zodzo resimba. Saka tinofanira kuti umwe noumwe aunze zvaakasimbira kana kuti zviri advantage kwaari zvichinoedza kuvamwe vese kuitira kuti tiite a strong opposition.
Thank you so much. Star, time is not on our side. We have to wind it down. So we'd like to thank all our guests who were here with us. We saw Amai Lili and Tim Vios, who is of the MDC Alliance. And we also had the Pastor Rebecca Makaya, based here in the United States. Over to you, Star.
Yebo ke sibonge njalo lo mhlonitsha ilunga ledale lePhalamende uNkosazana Lindiwe Maphosa eMathebeleni South laye babe ngumhlonitsha wethu lapha kuhlelo hayi ke olivalelisayo yimi kusithandekile mhlanga ngikhona pha eWashington DC.